Amen. And Father God, we decree and declare that this day is going to be a day of provision. Father God, we decree and declare healing on this conference line. Father God, we decree and declare that your glory reigns, Father God, afresh and anew in our lives, Father God. We decree and declare no hurt, harm, or danger befalls your people, Father God. We decree and declare love, Father God, even now, touching the hearts of your people. We decree and declare, Father God, that you continue to touch even our leaders and Pastor Deborah Jordan and the Archbishop, Master Prophet, Father God. Father God, we decree and declare that this day is going to be the day that you've made, Father God, so we shall rejoice and be glad in it, Father God. We decree and declare that no weapon that is formed against us, Father God, shall prosper, Father God. We thank you even now for this day. We thank you for touching even the Kelly family, Father God, and keeping them in this time of bereavement, Father God. We thank you even now for lifting up your company of prophets, lifting up families, Father God, lifting up your children, lifting up the elders, Father God. We thank you for divine healing, and that's on this conference line. Father God, we thank you for dispatching your angels on behalf of your people. Father God, we lift up every prayer. We lift up every supplication before thee now, and we thank you in advance, Father God, because we know and we decree and declare that all the promises of the Lord are yea and amen. We decree and declare financial provision, Father God. We decree and declare, Father God, settlement concerning legal matters. We decree and declare favor over our children's lives. We decree and declare that no lack shall come nigh thee. We decree and declare your fresh oil rain from the crown of our heads down to the soles of our feet. We decree and declare, and we plead the blood of Jesus, Father God. We plead the blood of Jesus. Oh, Prophetess Naomi, let's open up this line and start speaking in tongues. Hokote.
I'm going to go to the hospital. Oh, Father God, I bless your name. I bless your name, Father God. And I thank you, Father God, for this time of gathering, of worship, of praise, and bringing our petitions before you, Father God. Thank you for my brothers and sisters in the body right now, Father God, the prophets, Father God. And thank you for sending a comforter, Father God, in this time of need, Father God. I thank you, Father God, and I'm asking you just to continue to touch not just the Kelly family in this time, Father God, but also the Hayes family, also the Tallman family, who also had transitioning, Father God. I'm asking you just to touch and make a way and open up that door of favor, Father God, for even Sister Jillian Polidor. Visa situations, Father God. Favor in visa situations, God. We're claiming, Father God, favor in house situations, Father God. Nothing shall come nigh to the houses, Father God, of the prophets and the families established here on the phone in this hour. Thank you, God, Father God, for touching our archbishop and our pastor. Give them strength as they transfer that strength to other people in your name, Father God. I'm asking you, Father God, to touch Quinte Young and even his situation. Ease the mind, Father God. Ease the mind of all the saints, Father God, reaching and calling the wayward children, Father God, the seniors, the homeless people, Father God. We're giving your name constantly to praise. For yea, though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we will fear no evil. For thou art with us, thou art with us, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort us. In Jesus' name, Father God, we continue to lift you. I love you, Father God. We all love you, touching and agreeing, Father God, with your salvation and anything that's not like you in our mind and our soul, Father God. We ask you to remove it, Father God, that you arise, love arise, love arise. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Amen. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for meeting us where we are, Lord God. Even now in this time of sorrow, in this time, Lord God, where there may be uncertainty and confusion and lack of understanding, but Lord God, we know that you are meeting us even right now in this midnight hour. You are bringing peace, Lord God. You are bringing understanding. You are bringing a calmness, Lord God, that only you can provide us. Lord, I pray that we will continue to hold on tight, that we will not lose any faith, Lord God. Lord, I pray even now in this season, Lord, I pray for relationships, Lord God. I pray for marriage relationships, brotherly, sister relationships, parental relationships. Lord, I pray that you would touch the household in this season, Lord God. And I cancel and reverse any attack that would cause disruption, Lord God, in this season. Lord God, bring us together in community and unity, Lord God, and meet us, be the center of it all, Lord God. I pray for this particular community, Zoe community, Lord God, knowing that, Lord God, all this too, Lord God, is part of your plan, and Lord God, that you will make sense of everything in this season, Lord God. So when we hold on to our faith in this season, we thank you and we praise you. We glorify your name. Amen.
Amen and amen. Father God, we thank you, God. We give you all honor and praise, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, God, for leading us and guiding us along the way, oh God. And we thank you, God, for ordering our step, oh God. We thank you, God, that that you are peace, that anything of you is of peace, love, and a sound mind, oh God. Oh God, and we thank you, God, for letting us prosper in all areas of our lives, oh God. And we want to thank you, God, for teaching us how to profit, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, God, and we truly give you our honor and praise. We thank you, God, for letting us live like kings in the presence of our enemies, oh God. And we thank you, God, that no one can pluck us under. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh God, we thank you, God, for shielding and protecting our family, God, our children, God, covering them with your blood, oh God, protecting us from evil, God. We want to thank you, God, and we want to give you all honor and praise, God. Thank you, God, for letting us, teaching us how to walk in your word, God. And thank you, God, for letting us be perfect, whole, and complete and divine in you, oh God. We want to thank you, God. And thank you, God, for our leader, God, and all the leaders that stands with our leader, Master Prophet, and our leading lady, Prophetess Deborah Jordan, and their family, and all our families on the line, oh God. We want to thank you for healing, God. We want to thank you, God, because truly you are our healer, oh God. And we thank you, God, that whomever form against us shall not prosper, and every tongue that rise against us in judgment, you shall condemn, oh God. And we thank you, God, because when you arise, the enemy scatters. We want to give you all honor and praise and worship. In your precious mighty name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. And Father God, as we come before you on this beautiful, blessed morning that you have created, Lord, I just ask that those who have decided in their mind and resolved in their heart to go forth through the earth and support you, represent you as beacons of light and truth, that they be not ashamed, that they be not dismayed, that they may hold up their heads high as they go forth and capture souls for you, Lord, for those who may be walking in darkness. May you continue to give them strength to persevere. May they continue to go forth and spread the love, spread the joy, spread the peace, spread the kindness, spread the truth, Lord. May those who may be experiencing the spirit of depression or the spirit of anxiety, Lord, we come against that right now. And we ask that everyone who may be experiencing that have a peace of mind in this season and have a heart to just follow you, Lord, wholeheartedly and fully committed. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Father God, as we come to you, Lord God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for everyone that is represented with their household on this call. We thank you for our visionary Archbishop Ebenor Jordan and our First Lady Pastor Deborah Jordan and Mother Mary Jordan. Lord God, we thank you for the Kelly family. We thank you, Lord, for taking care of them, Lord God, and supplying all their needs according to your riches and glory, Lord God. And we just thank you for everyone that is represented here today. We thank you for the children. We thank you for the leaders that are in high places, Lord God. We thank you for the President of the United States, Lord God. We thank you for the elders and the ministers and the Zoe ministry family, Lord God. We thank you for all the auxiliaries, Lord God. We thank you for all the partners that are representative in their household on this prayer line, Lord God. And we thank you for everything, Lord God. We thank you for doors of opportunity. We thank you for the laws of abundance, Lord God. We thank you for increase, Lord God. We thank you for our businesses. We thank you for our children, Lord God. We thank you for all of our families, Lord God. And I thank you for my family, Lord God. And I thank you for healing my sister in this season, Lord God. And I thank you for allowing her to be who she is, Lord God. And I thank you for her. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Father God, we come to you again this morning to give you thanks and to give you praise, Lord, to lift up your name because you are worthy. Father God, as we come, Lord God, we present ourselves to you, Lord, as a living sacrifice. Father, we ask you, dear God, to touch our hearts, dear God. Father, we ask you, dear God, to come to our rescue, Lord. Father, we thank you, O God, that you are our God and our Lord and our Savior. Lord God, we come this morning, dear God, and we present, O God, our spiritual leader, O God, Master Bishop Jordan, O God. God, and Pastor Deborah Jordan. Father, we ask, dear God, that you continue to strengthen them, Lord. Father God, continue, dear Lord, to be with them, Lord. We thank you for them, and we appreciate them so much. And Father God, even at this time, Lord God, this grieving period that we are going through, Lord God, we ask that you, O God, will continue to comfort them. Lord God, continue, dear Lord Jesus, O God, to just, Lord God, let your face shine upon them, Lord, and continue, O God, to do your will. Father God, I pray right now, God, for the Kelly's family. Lord God, you know our hearts, O God, and our minds, even at this time. But God, you know it all. And Lord, we just ask you to comfort them, Lord. Father God, put your loving arms around them, dear Jesus, and let them know that you care and you're there for them, Lord. Father God, Lord, we know, God, that all is well. And Father God, we pray, O Lord God, for all that are on the line. Father God, you know each and every one situation tonight. Father, we bring them to you and we say, thank you, Lord, for coming through for us, because we know, God, that your thoughts of us are good and not evil, and to give us hope and an expected end. Lord God, we thank you, O God, tonight, dear Jesus, O God, that you're ordering our steps. Father God, remember, O God, our president, O God of the United States, O God. Father God, remember the Congress, the House of Representatives, Lord. Father God, the whole government body. Lord, I pray, God, that they will look to you, Jesus. Father, you are a sovereign God, and you know all, you know everything, Lord. Father God, may they accept you as Lord and Savior. And God, may they come to you, Lord, for directions. Father God, we pray for young people, O God. Father God, wherever they are, Lord God, we place them into your hands. Father, keep them from all distractions. Father, we pray for the homeless. We pray for the fatherless, the motherless. Lord God, remember those, O God, are going through, O God, hard times, dear Lord. Father God, we place before you, O God, those who are drug traffickers, O God. Those are human traffickers, Lord. Father God, Lord, have your way, Lord. Let your hands be upon, O God, those who are in charge, dear Father. Let, O God, the justice, O God, take over. Father God, we pray, dear God, for those, dear Father, Lord Jesus, O God, that are helpless even at this moment, God, incarcerated. Father God, we pray, O Lord God, that you'll remind them, dear God, that you care, Lord. Father God, I pray, Lord, that even their God, that they're in being locked away, God, let them know, God, that, Father, that you are with them and that you're able to forgive them if they only ask, O God, and they're able, you're able, O God, to lead them and guide them in the way that they ought to go. Father, I pray for justice, and we pray, God, that you, Lord, O God, will give them a sense, dear God, of belonging in society. Father, we thank you. We praise your holy name, and we give you all the glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Father. Thank you for your loving kindness and your tender mercy to us, God. Thank you for your long suffering and your patience with us, God. Thank you, God, for just being who you are. God, we lift up the Kelly family to you tonight, God, and ask you to just give them peace in their hearts and their minds. Prophetess Gloria Kelly and her daughters and the rest of the Kelly family, God, touch them in a mighty way, God. I thank you for your loving kindness and your tender mercy. You say your mercy endures forever, God. And we don't know why things happen, but we know that you are a sovereign God. You are sovereign, Lord, and we recognize that. And we thank you, God, for covering us and for being in our lives, God. We thank you for your Holy Spirit, and we thank you for Jesus Christ. God, we love you and we praise you. We give you the glory and the honor. I ask you, Father, to look upon each and every person on the line tonight, and that you would bless them in a mighty way, God, that you would cover them and keep them safe from hurt, harm, and danger as they go to and fro about their business, even on today, God, as they go to their jobs and their various locations and things that they have to do, God. Keep them safe from hurt, harm, and danger, God, because the enemy is out there like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. But we know that we have you, God. We have your spirit, and with that comes your strength and your covering and your protection, God. We love you and we praise you. We give you the glory and the honor. Now, God, we look to the hills from which cometh our help. Our help comes from you. We know where our help comes from, and we thank you. God, save those who need to be saved. There's so many people who need to be saved. God, bring them to you. Keep drawing them, and let us be a beacon on the hill and the salt of the earth and the light that helps to draw people to you, God. We love you, God. We thank you for your many blessings. And thank you for the master prophet and prophetess Deborah and for the company of prophets, God. Thank you for their vision. And thank you for the globalization of the prophetic, God. Remember all of the prophets across the world who are toiling in your behalf, God. Thank you for them. And God, we ask that you would bring peace to the land. Peace, somehow bring peace, God. We give you glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Father God, we just thank you right now. We praise you. We glorify your holy name. We thank you for just allowing us to come together again to lift you up, that you be magnified. For you are God and God by yourself, and beside you there is no other. You're God that knows all. You're God that's everywhere and have all power. We thank you for sending the Comforter to the Kelly family on today. We thank you for moving among the heads of government on today. We thank you for touching the incarcerated on today. We thank you for touching the sick and shut-in on today. We thank you for touching every family that's on this call on today. We thank you for Master Prophet and Prophetess Deborah on today, and we thank you for the entire prophetic family. We thank you for the entire prophet, company of prophets. We thank you for continuing to touch and to strengthen and to encourage on today as a community, as being lifted up as one on today. And we thank you for just keeping us to be focused, to press forward toward a mark of the high calling on today. We thank you for families being restored on today. We thank you for mother and daughter coming together, father and son coming together in this season. We thank you, Lord, for just making ways out of no way. We thank you for open doors that seem to be closed. We thank you for those that need to be closed that are just for our protection. And we just thank you for the teachings. We thank you for new insight. We thank you for new revelation. We thank you for new understanding in this season. We thank you for the partners. We thank you for just the coming together once again. We thank you for just allowing us to serve, Lord. We thank you for the privilege to serve you, Lord. We thank you again for just your grace being sufficient in our time of weakness. We just thank you for your word coming alive in this season like never before. And we thank you for the stir, Lord. And we just thank you for the cleansing. We thank you for the new insight. We just thank you on today. We are grateful for life on today. We are grateful for just being in our right mind and health and activity of our limbs. Lord, we just thank you and be careful to give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Father
God, sorry, I was on mute. We thank you for this day, for today is the day in which you have made holy. Therefore, we will rejoice and be glad in it. Father, I want to ask you to bless everybody that's on the call right now. Father God, on my heart, you lay the addictive, the afflicted people. I pray for them right now. Right now, we hold up Prophetess Minister Gloria Kelly, Father, and her family. Father, strengthen her, love her. Holy Spirit, hover over that household, Father, and strengthen them. Father God, we don't understand sometimes why things happen, but yet, Father, we will trust you. Father, we thank you for your love. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your power. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for loving us. We thank you for being a kind dad that comes and answers our prayer before we call. Even if we don't speak the words, Father, you hear our hearts and you answer the cords of our hearts. Oh, God, we praise you. Father God, we thank you for blessing Barbara Tucker as she goes to and fro in her work, Father. Be with her in this time as well. Father, bless Zoe Ministries. Thank you, Father, for Master Prophet and Lady Jordan, Father, who started this whole prophetic. We thank you for the prophetic. We globalize the prophetic, holding up Master Prophet's arms, oh God. We thank you for having the privilege and the honor of knowing Deacon Cully, who was a man's man, who was a good man, a godly man, a powerful man, a man that stood at the gate and let no hurt, harm, or danger come in that door of Zoe Ministries while he was on his watch. We thank you for knowing men like him. Father, we praise you for your love for us. We praise you for all people who are incarcerated right now. We pray for the black race. We pray for our children. We pray for the ministry. We pray for all of those who carry the word of the Most High God. Father, we love you. We honor you. May we be to your will, not our will be done in the earth, O God. When we speak, may we transform the earth through the word, through the prophetic. It is in Yahshua's name we pray. Amen.
Prophet Darlene Gray.
Hallelujah, Father God, we bless you. For this is the day that you made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it, Lord God. And Father God, in Jesus' name, we undergird and lift up the Kelly family. We strengthen them, Lord. We hold them up, Lord God. God, you have borne our grief and carried our sorrow. Lord God, we thank you, Lord, for your mercy, for you are the God of all comforts. And you have the ability, Lord, to touch us where no one can touch us, to heal where no one can heal, Father God. And we send your word to comfort and to heal the Kelly family, Lord God. We bless you in the name of Jesus. And Father God, even our Archbishop and Pastor Deborah, we bless them and we strengthen them, Lord God, as they are called to be the strength for everyone. Be the strength for them, God. Be the grace and the covering for them, Lord God. We plead the blood of Jesus, Lord God, over them, and we stay the hand of the enemy in Jesus' name. We cancel every assignment, every diabolical assignment against the prophetic order. We cancel every diabolical efforts of the enemy, and we reroute every demonic force in Jesus' name. We lift up our elders, we lift up our parents, we lift up our siblings, we lift up every family member and everyone represented on this call, every family that's represented on this call. Father God, we plead the blood of Jesus, and we decree and declare deliverance to the captives, victory over all the wiles of the enemy, healing and breakthrough. We cancel every debt and we break the cycle of defeat in the lives of your people. We plead the blood of Jesus over them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Prophetess Bethany.
And Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this opportunity to come before you even now, Father God. We thank you for life even now. We thank you for love. We thank you for compassion even now, Father God. Father God, bring healing to those that need healing even now, Father God. Father, allow peace of mind, peace of spirit, peace of heart even now, Father God, to those that are in need, Father God. Father God, bless those that need a blessing right now, Father God. Give those that need a word right now, give them a word, Father God. Father God, allow clarity to come forth even now. Father, thank you for protecting us. We thank you for life even now. We thank you for opportunity to give you the glory, praise, and the honor. Amen and amen.
And Father God, I thank you, God, for all the things you're doing in our life each and every day. You get the praise and you get the glory. In Jesus' name I pray.
Amen.
Bless the Lord at all times, and your praise should continue to be in our mouth. And Father God, I come before your throne of grace with praise and thanksgiving. As your words say, that men ought to always pray and never faint. And Father God, we come before your throne of grace and we make request, hallelujah, we make this request, God, that you will give us the peace that surpasses all understanding, not as the world gives, but as you give unto us, Father God. And I decree and declare peace, 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 ba-ba-ba-ba-shete. I decree and declare peace in our homes, peace in our neighborhoods, peace in our schools, peace in, hallelujah, our families, peace in our finances, peace in our ministries, peace, peace within us, God. Let this mind be within us that was also in Christ Jesus. I thank you right now that you're giving the Kelly family peace that surpasses all understanding, not as the world gives, but as you give unto them, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I plead the blood of Jesus over them. And I thank you, Father God, for Jehovah Shalom, the God our peace will invade their home, invade their life right now. In the name of Jesus, even upon the Zoe Ministry church family right now, I decree peace, God, peace. I thank you for our Archbishop, Master Prophet, Ebenard Jordan, Pastor Prophet Deborah Jordan, and their beloved family and grandchildren, God. In the name of Jesus, I decree peace, God. Peace. Hey, let the spirit of peace prevail, God. Let it begin to prevail in every life that is on this, hallelujah, on this call right now. In the name of Jesus, I decree peace. Peace, God. Hey, I thank you, Father God, for peace, love, joy, happiness, health, and prosperity. I decree it now in the name of Jesus. And I plead your blood over your people right now. Cover us in your blood, God. Cover us, God. And God, hasten. Hallelujah, their prayer request, God. Everyone that has a prayer request right now, hasten it, God. In the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Father God, that you're getting ready to do exceedingly, abundantly, all that we ask, a thing, according to the power that worketh in us. In Jesus' name, amen, amen.
Amen, amen. All right, people of God, I want to thank you all for being on the call tonight. Just want to give a few announcements. We will be back here at 9 a.m. in the morning. That's right, we will be back here at 9 a.m. Is there any messages or any announcements from any of the company of prophets? Please announce it right now.
Yes, this is Prophetess Jessica, and I just wanted to encourage you all to come out later on today at 12 noon for a Friday checkup from the neck up with Prophetess Cheryl Clark. Thank you.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much for that. All right. Any other announcements?
Amen and amen. And June 9th and June 10th, save the date, for our very own men's conference. That's at 310 Riverside Drive with our very own Archbishop Master Prophet. And he will be having special guests. It's available to all men of all ages. See you at the place called there.
Amen, amen. All right. And just want to say thank you to you all, and we will see you back here at 11:55 p.m. Good night, and God bless.
Bye.